Here with Mark DeYoung. He is the at-large city councilor in this year's election, running for another term, the longest-running council member currently on. First of all, Mark, let our listeners know ultimately why you decided to run again.
Well, every time my term over the years was expiring, I turned to my wife and said, oh, but there's so many exciting things coming up. I want to be a part of that. And it's no different this time around. There are just some really exciting opportunities and challenges coming up in town in the next few years, and I want to be a part of that.
Well, and within that, obviously a lot of experience dealing with many of those over the years. As you think about the future then, what does that vision for those 4 years look like about whether it's those big things you would like to see accomplished or the way you want to go about looking at the next 4 years of the city?
Well, things tend to take a progression. A big issue right now is the community center. That facility has served us well for years. But it's time for change. We can do much better. Whether that is within that facility or in a new one is something that's under investigation. Indoor recreation, there was a day when Central College was pretty much it. And then entrepreneurs opened things like Anytime Fitness and Pella Rec, CrossFit, and opportunities expanded. But we're to a point now where we have to get serious and do a real deal, something concerning indoor rec. Staring us in the face is rehabilitation downtown. Time has gone by, and the do-over that happened years ago is starting to get long in the tooth, and we know about the condition of the underground infrastructure. It will be expensive, needs to be done, and one of the big questions is going to be for the average person is, what is it going to look like at the end of the day?
So with all those issues in mind, and I think the other thing that's really been the topic of this entire election has been growth and how we do it, because the latest census numbers came in. We're not growing as much as we need to. Employers have hundreds, in plural, whether they're small businesses all the way up to our big corporations. There are hundreds of jobs that need to be filled, and the community is kind of grappling with how to grow. When you hear the word growth, what does that mean to you? What has it meant to you in your four decades on council? And what does it mean to you considering where we stand before this election?
Well, we can make all manner of investment, but the focus really has to be people. Pella needs people. Marion County needs people. Interesting aside, I have a 98-year-old uncle in Minneapolis that we try to visit regularly. So about a month ago, we took off, went to Decorah, and then up along the Mississippi River. Every town we were in, it was just obvious they were working to raise the bar on attracting and retaining people. The pattern was, even in Decorah, where their student body at the college is over 2,000, most restaurants and shops were closed Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday because of a lack of employees. So that's where it's all at. That's what it all revolves around.
Well, and then from this chair, then how do you approach that? How what's your approach going to be these next 4 years if you're elected to be a voice at the table? Again, not to beat the dead horse here, but who's been there a long time, but also to be a voice at the table that's supporting this growth. What is your role in that, do you see?
Well, I've always been business friendly for businesses large and small, because those are the people that provide good jobs for our community. And we have to focus on amenities, anything we can come up with. Bringing people in from outside, I'm sure, is going to be part of the equation. But we have to continue Pella being a welcoming place with the amenities that people are looking for. Over the years, I have watched the quality of life issues take up ever larger chunks of the city budget, And that's not a criticism. I mean, it is what people expect in 2021. And that's not going to change. When people look at us, they have to have the reaction of, yeah, that's a place I'd like to live and work.
One of the concerns about the approach that's been taken the last couple of years on council, especially from those who are running on opposite sides of the ticket from you, has been concerns about debt, concerns about growing too fast, concerns about losing Pella's unique identity. How do you address those concerns knowing that resources aren't unlimited? And there is, for a lot of people, that the quaintness of Pella is kind of part of the charm, if it will.
Well, keeping the character and quaintness of Pella is more a responsibility of the members of the community than it is the city government. We have to be welcoming. We have to get people involved and integrated. It's been said many times, what makes Pella different is how many people volunteer for various things. So you get new people plugged in. On the city side, it's just like your family budget. The spending ebbs and flows. You know the car is getting to be on its last leg, but oh my goodness, the dishwasher just conked out. You know, an unexpected expense. The city faces those things where you have big projects that you have to plan and digest, and then hopefully you level off for a few years and get on top of all that, because there's going to be something else coming down the road.
So let's kind of shift gears here a little bit and talk about the politics of this race. And you've run many an election in this community, some opposed, some unopposed, a little bit of everything in between. How would you describe the current political atmosphere and your role in it, seeing these alliances forming? You've been accused, I think, a couple of times of being in an alliance with a couple of the candidates as well. So kind of give us that overview from what you see your chair of the politics of this race and how they've really, I think, for a lot of people, intensified.
I see it as a very unfortunate situation, and I agree with you. It has gone, in my terms, tribal, which I've never seen before in 44 years. It is my firm belief that each and every candidate should stand on his or her merits of being able to oversee an efficient city government, financially sound, and their vision for moving Pella forward in a managed approach, and for people to kind of gather together. I don't see anything positive in it.
So you wouldn't describe yourself in alliance with Kyle Nelson, Spencer Carlston, which I think has been the accusation?
It's just kind of happened. There was no plan up front, anything like that. It was more a reaction to what was going on than a planned action. We have somewhat been working together. You will see signs of two or three of us in the same yard, but we're not gathering regularly to strategize and talk about things. We are still relatively independent. They do turn to me when they're seeking information about the past, which I'm happy to share. I've had the pleasure of meeting young Fadenauer. Been happy to share with him too. You know, there's a young man with great potential to be a civic leader. So we have tried not to be tribal about it, but it's just kind of happened.
Well, and stemming out of that, at one of the forums, there was more or less an accusation, and the mayor ended up addressing this, I believe, at a city council meeting recently about Genlink and the Pella Corporation family. And the accusations have kind of stemmed from private funds profiting from public funds in the sense of the projects that they've been investing in, all the way to funding campaigns and trying to, I'd stop short of saying buying the election, but I think that phrase has been used in these forums. And you were pretty outspoken against that. So I want to give you another opportunity to kind of discuss and describe that, either your relationship with Genlink or the city's overall relationship, that as you've worked with them on the city council over the past couple of years.
It's an interesting and unique situation. I have never run across people, business enterprises, willing to make sizable investments with absolutely no expectation of making a profit or coming out ahead on it. What people don't realize is the amount of effort that the Pellicorp people have made to keep the younger generations of the shareholders connected and invested with Pella. And GenLink is a result of that. And they have self-serving to a certain extent. They're wanting to attract people, but the investments that they're making in Pella are just mind-boggling. And moving forward to projects like the indoor recreation facility, I fully expect they are going to be on board with that for the very same reasons. It's about people. And as far as myself, there are individuals in town who have chosen to support me largely because of my experience and the business-friendly attitude. And I make no apology for that. I'm very grateful. I've written one big check myself, and I'm glad I'm not writing them all.
Well, and you brought up Rec Center, so let's talk about that project recently presented to the public. It's been in the works for a little bit. The idea being really taking the Pella Sports Park and turning it into a sports complex with both indoor and outdoor recreation. Early concepts take all of the outdoor soccer fields essentially in town, any remaining baseball fields, put them there with an indoor rec center, expansion of university. I could go on. But the price tag has also been very well talked about. Could be up to $50 million for all of those projects over the years. What are your thoughts and reactions to that project, your support or whatever it might be against it, and your general thoughts about that project? Because it seems like it's really come up in a big way as the election has intensified.
It is turning out to be a big deal. And to start with, I have to put a group called Fields of Our Future on the pedestal. This is a group of people that envisioned a sports park that was way beyond anything we city leaders would have dared come up with. And in their initial phases already, I've learned, they envisioned an indoor rec center out there. They envisioned all the soccer activities happening out there. Just a very aggressive, foresightful group. And it's actually a good thing for the city, because now all of your maintenance and turf care stuff is taking place in one place instead of scattered all over the city. But it's a great vision that I just really support. I in my mind, it's the way we have to go.
Now, the issue of rec versus, I think, art has become another one of those where you mentioned it earlier, the Pella Community Center. Maybe long overdue for a lot of renovations and changes. It's been talked about since I've been here 7 years, and I think even before that. Do you view those two issues then as separate now with the proposal of the rec center, or how does the community center, whether it's renovation or new construction, fit into that puzzle?
I'm not sure whether they should be linked together or separately. Both are going to have to be plugged into the financial picture. So to me, it kind of makes sense to link them together. For instance, the proposed renovations to the existing community center leave the city with coming up with like $9-10 million. Well, nobody's talking about where that's coming from yet, but we definitely need to upgrade the upgraded community center. We can do much better. Whether that happens in the existing facility, which is a very sound building, or whether it is more feasible to build a new facility, that's being looked at right now. I have no invested interest in which way we go at this point, but we definitely need to have upgraded facilities. A big one, of course, is the theater group. But when I walk through our existing community center and look at the rabbit warren that is the art program, those people are doing the best they can with what they have to work with. We can do much better. You know, when I think of a community center and cultural programs, why not woodworking? Why not cooking classes? Much expanded pottery and painting and whatnot. I mean, you can dream of many, many things that ought to be included in that. And that needs to be our goal.
Now, I think one of the other big topics, and we'll talk about some others coming up here soon, is housing. And I think that that's been a conversation. We talked a little earlier about growth, but maybe the biggest piece of that is places for people to live if we need to grow. And I think there's been some criticism of the projects that have been built that there is still not enough, quote unquote, affordable housing or entry level housing that's been built. And then Prairie Ridge, the price tags have come in much higher, I think, than anticipated for a variety of reasons. What do you view council's continuing role in housing, considering a lot of the projects that have been supported already by council? And what's your view then on affordable or workforce entry level housing?
I think we have to separate affordable, which is a very vague term, with workforce housing. You know, the people who are employed doing day in, day out jobs, what can they afford? And as you alluded to, unfortunately, construction costs have just exploded in the last 12, 18 months, and the Prairie Ridge pricing has escalated considerably over the original targets. Whether Prairie Ridge will be sufficient combined with all those rental units that are going to come on stream shortly, I don't know that any of us really know the answer to that, but we will continue to support workforce housing in Pella. It's absolutely critical to support our employers.
Now, let's shift gears a little bit again. Are there issues or are there topics of discussion that we are not discussing enough in this election? Because we've talked, I think, all the candidates, rec center, community center, infrastructure and housing and growth. Those are kind of the big five, if you will, if you want to put those in topics. Are there things that we're not talking about enough that you think voters should really be considering when they're in the ballot box?
That's an interesting question. I kind of haven't gone beyond the near term myself on that one. Fortunately, and something I'm very proud of, is over the years our utilities are in really good shape. When we've got our electric underground, we've secured a good abundant water source. Right now the finishing touches are going on a wastewater treatment plant that's up to standards. So we're posed on that side for growth. If anything, and we have a new individual on staff now that I think is going to be very good, planning where things are going to go in town. One of my issues for years has been a lack of through streets in Pella. That's pretty mundane, but it's a fact. And I've always thought that one of the solutions to that might be a ring road around the community, particularly northeast to northwest. And every time we delay that, development will push that road farther and farther and farther out. I think if there's an area we've failed to plan, that's probably it.
Well, and you bring that point up, and I've asked a few of the candidates too. I think another thing that people may not be talking about, but certainly may have a big impact, is it seems like we're overdue for a zoning overhaul. I think at least that's been the conversation on council the last couple of years, even dating back to Mayor Mueller, that part of the challenges that you've had has been a lot of planned unit developments, which if you want to share your views on that, go ahead. But the idea that the zoning code maybe not matching some of these newer buildings and developments that are coming in and maybe even hindering some of that growth. What is your view on the zoning code for the city as it stands, and does it need an overhaul?
I think it needs to be looked at. Overhaul is a big term. Part of the zoning is simply to keep a handle on things. What really has to happen first, and we're about due for that, is an update of the comprehensive plan. And anymore, we follow that quite closely. And I think step two would be to look at the zoning, an overview or an in-detailed view. Not going to happen overnight. That's a thick book. But that's one of the things hindering housing, particularly in some of our big West Coast metro areas, is the zoning codes are just ridiculous. In changing them, you have to realize one of the big obstacles is going to be the not in my backyard syndrome. You can change the zoning, but the neighbors may not be on board with that at all. And that's always one of the big pushbacks. Midwest Sanitation looked and looked and looked in Pella for a place to put their recycling plant, and continually ran into the not in my backyard syndrome and ended up in Oskaloosa. So there's many facets to that issue, but it's time to take a look.
Well, Mark, you've been on council again 40 plus years now, and you're seeking another term. I'm sure some people, though, would view that as maybe it's time for you not to be on. So why don't you explain the importance of that experience to people and why ultimately they should give you another 4 years and a chance to keep serving? Don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'll give you that chance right now.
Excuse me. Well, my word picture is I have 1 foot behind me. I know where we've been, and I know how we got to where we are today, and I have my other foot in front of me. I'm really excited about the future. When I look at downtown Pella, our buildings are occupied, the parking places are full, our employers, large and small, are prospering. It's just really exciting, and I'd like to mesh the experience along with enthusiasm for the future to, I think one of the candidates is using the term managed growth, and I think that's a great term. We have to keep a handle on things, but there's no standing still. We need to keep moving forward.
Mark DeYoung, at-large incumbent, appreciate your time and thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.